This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So yesterday, Sean was talking about how there's not question marks, but trying to identify 4, 5, 6, 7 slot receivers. How is that competition?
I love where our wideouts are right now. I know we've had some injuries, I like where we're at. I feel good about one through eight, of being able to contribute for us. All different skill sets, we're gonna have to figure out how to kind of put them in and figure out those positions, personnel groupings. And we'll get to the regular season for that. But I feel really good with where our wideouts are. Josh has a good comfort level with them, and I know we haven't got some preseason games with them. It was good to get Curtis back yesterday, kind of moving around, and we'll obviously ramp him back up. But I have no questions with our wideouts going into the season.
Specifically with Curtis, how much do you need him to be healthy? Because of, how do you work into what he can do to this offense? Which we've not seen a lot of.
Yeah. The helpful part is he was at least a part of our system last year. You felt him a little more as the playoffs were going. He made some big plays in the playoffs. We had some other opportunities with it. Had some unfortunate injuries. But it's not the first year in the system, which I think always naturally makes it a little harder to kind of get a feel. And, if that was like a Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore type of situations. But him being here and me being around him, I have a better feel for what he can do and how he can fit in the offense, so it makes it a little easier.
Where do you feel like things are in the backup quarterback race? How close are you to a decision there?
Yeah, look, the competition at a lot of the positions, we're rolling with this all the way through the game, and I think that's a good thing. We try to give as many reps as practices and split everything evenly, wide receiver, quarterbacks. So I think those are all things that'll take care of itself after this game.
Mitch at this point?
I think the competition has been very well. I know it's unfortunate, the way the games go, right? This is last year, right? I don't even know if we scored a point in the preseason last year, so we're right on cue. I wish, we did a little more and, game plan a little more, help the guys out a little more, but the practices, especially for the quarterback position, putting a lot of stress on them is more important for me. Seeing how they kind of handle that with the stress of it all, knowing how vanilla the game plans are in the preseason. So I think all three of those guys have came in and have competed, have done what we asked to do, and they all have different skill sets. But I have full confidence in Obviously, I don't want any of them to play. I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, we know how important Josh Allen is to us. But their understanding of the offense and being able to kind of handle it, I'm really confident with where they are.
What did you see from your starters in the joint practice in particular?
I thought it was a really good practice. The important thing is it's a practice, right? So it's like you go out there, you're competing against someone, and you're like, all right, is this a game? But it's, you know, we wanted, there was intentionality when we were going out there, like what were we working, what plays were we getting, you know, knowing that it's a different type of defense than we're going against. And so, like, everything that we did and scripted, you know, coincide with, you know, with Dennis Allen in Chicago, you know, was really helpful for us, even just the way D-line rush is different than us and the techniques. And so I loved how our guys competed, how they went out there. Was everything perfect? No. But it was good to see Josh, you know, take some chances on some throws versus different type of techniques. So, like, a lot of the things that we were asking for, we got out of it. And so I was really pleased with how they practiced. And Coach obviously was. That's why they didn't play in the game.
Joe, did I see Allie Anderson doing some center reps yesterday? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you see him in that position specifically? We've obviously seen him on the outside and at guard, but where he's at and his ability to maybe slide in there if need be at the center spot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the perks of Alec is, you know, when he first got here, he was playing some outside at tackle, and he's played at guard, and now he's, you know, mastering the center position, and you guys saw what he can do at the jumbo, and that really shows that his intelligence, you know, he's an absolute psycho, and I mean that in the best way. Like, I can't get him to stop talking sometimes, but you love the way that he plays, but he's getting so much more comfortable at the center position. Now, I say all that, he hasn't been able to practice, you know, but just, you know, talking with him in walkthroughs and just seeing his comfort level and being able to make decisions, I think you see a way more confident football player, despite the crazy personality.
All your starters up front, it's rare for a team to be able to do that, but you've had a couple of injuries with Cedric and Tylan that have kind of made the competition for those depth spots maybe a little bit more wide open. How do you assess the guys behind your starters along the line right now?
Well, I think without getting into, you know, from an individual standpoint, I think the unfortunate reality of with Spencer being injured coming into camp, like, you obviously didn't want that, but it gave a lot of opportunities for, you know, for the Vandys and the Grables and stuff to get a lot of reps, which was great. Because we have so much experience up front, it's allowed us the opportunity for Chrome and to move guys in there. You know, you saw KG in there at center yesterday. You've seen early in camp, you've seen Alec. We've tried to move a lot of guys around and kind of put them in stressful positions based upon the, you know, the defense that we're going against. And so we've been fortunate that, unlike last year, we were trying to get the continuity together. Because we have that, it's allowed us to kind of put guys in difficult positions and see how they handled it. And I feel confident with our guys in the back end. There's still a lot of competition out there, and this game will be very important for us.
For the starters on the offensive line, I know they haven't had a ton of reps together, just navigating all those injuries during training camp, obviously. But just looking forward to the season, like, what are the little ways you think that continuity is really going to help the team of just having all those guys back?
I think the communication is the critical element. And so much of that is both, you know, out on the football field. Some of it is nonverbal and just being out there. And some of it is that we don't get the wear and tear of the training camp. Like, it's important, but a guy like Spencer, just getting back to the fundamentals and the techniques and those guys working together, when we have that continuity with our starting five, like, we know, you know, what they kind of bring both in the run game and the pass game. It allows us to be able to, I don't want to say you can make up for some of the injuries and some of the issues we've had on the back end, but it's allowed you to kind of work on some other things, knowing the type of offensive line we have. I was really pleased with, there were some plays we want back from the Giants game with the guys up front, you know, and so it was good for us. But the way that they approached the Chicago practice, you know, it was good to get all five of those guys out there working together. And, you know, we got a couple more weeks before we really, really get going. But I was really pleased with that, kind of them taking another step.
What take us into the conversations you will have with Coach McDermott and Coach Tabor about how you kind of figure out the roster, the special teams component, as much as the offensive component, and how that all works with roster construction?
Yeah, it's unique, right? But I understand the reality of it is what the game day, there's a difference of your 53 and then what a game day roster actually looks like too, right? And so And we're trying to build a football team. Fortunately, I was a wide receiver that didn't really play wide out. I was a special team player, so I know the importance of it. And that's why I try to be intentional about when there's special teams period. Like, I'm watching just like Taves is watching, because it all kind of works together. And there's going to be guys that are going to make our football team because of their contributions on special teams. And I think that goes through all the position groups with the exception of the quarterback room, right? And so it's a great problem to have, that there's a lot of competition and there's going to be guys that might not make our team here that are good enough to make our football team and a lot of other football teams. But that's part of, you know, the great job that, you know, that Bean and Sean have put together. But, yeah, we'll be a part of those conversations. And we've had a lot of those conversations as we've kind of gone, knowing the reality of what's to come this, you know, in a week.
Last night on Hard Knocks, we got a little glimpse of you, I don't want to say coaching your coaches, but maybe talking about your ideas, bigger picture stuff. Is that something you had to get comfortable doing with other coaches? Is that different than coaching players when you're talking about your staff now as the OC, the guy in charge of
the Is that out on the football field? Is that in a meeting room?
It was in a meeting room. It was just when you were talking. It just, they gave us a little glimpse of that, what that was like when you're talking to your staff.
Yeah. Look, I think I like to think whatever you guys are seeing is what you see right now is the same guy. I, obviously, as you guys know, I might curse a little more, you know, outside of that. We learned that. But I try to be myself in all of the situations and try to communicate with the same way I'm talking to my players. I'm talking to the coaches, and I try to not change who I am. And so, fortunately, when I took over the job as offense coordinator, I was a QB coach. So I was just with them. So I'm not there. I'm not the coach's boss. I'm not the player's boss. Like, we're all in this together. Like, when we have success, we all do it. We all have success together. When we don't, we all have it together. And so I make sure that the collaboration, the communication with the guys is they all feel like they're just as involved in it as me. And it's not just me, hey, talking to the guys, you know, this is how it is. You know, so I like to think we have a lot of clear communication. Makes it easy. We have great staff. It makes my life a lot easier.
What's the value of getting James back and having that whole thing resolved?
Yeah, no, it was helpful. It was good that he signed the day before I was supposed to do media, so I got bumped for Bean. So appreciate that. He could have did it this week after that performance. But no, having Jimbo back, like, man, you guys saw how he plays and how he played. You guys saw the first day practice, like how he practiced, like his approach, like. This guy is—he's an absolute football player, and while he wasn't here, you can see that how important it was for him working. There's a lot of guys that might be holding out or holding in or whatever those terms are nowadays. But while they were outside of the building, they weren't getting ready to go. And man, I'm so excited. I don't think there was any difference with him, like weight on the shoulder. Like, he's still not smiling, he's still not talking. Like, he's still the same person, you know. But I'm happy for him. I'm excited about, you know, him another year. Him shoot. Get to work with him for a few more years, part of this offense.
I asked Josh yesterday a question about what he has noticed from Keon from the start of whenever you guys got back, like basically April up until this point, and he gave me his answer. But I wanted to ask essentially the same thing to you. Like, from the time you first got back here this year up until now, where have you seen the progress from Keon?
There's a lot. There's a lot in a positive way. The thing that I think has been so... I probably use the word too much, but he's been so intentional about what he's working on. And I think if you give a guy a lot of different things to try working on, they're going to work on nothing. And we go out to practice, or, hey, we're working on these specific routes, and this is how – you guys saw a good clip of it yesterday of, hey, we're trying to work these type of throws when the DB's in this type of position. It's not always going to be pretty, but we're working through it, and you can see him coming back and talking through it with Josh and the communication skills. Last year, he's a rookie, probably scared to death of the starting quarterback, right, of talking. Now he feels comfortable. He feels comfortable telling Josh if it was a bad throw. So he's on that level of that comfort level, but I think he's so intentional about when he's going out there, what he's working on. Yeah, he's being more physical. Yeah, he's understanding his release game and how he needs to play. But to me, the intentionality that he's going out with practice has been really fun to watch.
Gilliam yesterday, he said in his sixth season he's feeling more settled in this offense because he understands the role within your offense. Well, he said he's still fighting to, you know, to be on the roster every single day. But what value does he bring to your offense?
I mean, Reggie's huge to our system, to our football team. I'm talking offense, special teams, like everything. I always think back to, like, again, the first game I called here, he set the tone on kickoff. I wasn't expecting to be calling a play. And next thing you know, he forces the fumble. It's kind of who Reggie is. But you saw preseason one, we went down, we were in 21 personnel. We didn't do a lot. We went to 21 personnel, you know, for a few plays in a role, and you know, Reggie gave us a little spark with it. He's a guy that, depending on the type of team, he might play 20 plays some games he might play four, but the way that he approaches it, the type of defenses that we get when he's on the football field, and he's so unique because he's athletic. Sometimes you get some fullbacks that are just, you know, they're bruisers, and there's only so much you can do. Like, Reggie's a guy that we can move out wide. You know, Coach Boris does a good job with him in practice, playing him at the tight end position, running routes that a lot of fullbacks don't. Reggie is the definition of, like, what you want in the Buffalo Bills, and he's huge for our offense and our football team.
Not playing in the preseason up to this point, is there anything you feel like you need to do with him extra to make sure he's ready for week one? Obviously, he's very experienced and all that, but, like, not getting those game reps, is there anything you want to do with him ahead of game one to get him in that kind of mode?
Yeah, I think one of the perks of the way that we practice is different than places I've been, and I think that gets you, get in itself gets you ready. Yeah, you're not getting hit. You know, it's a practice setting, so you might make a bad decision on third down, or you might throw an interception or whatnot, and you get to, like, live another play that you don't get to in a game. But Coach McDermott does a great job. Is like, as we go through camp, you know, we're ramping up our reps per plays. We're having sustained drives. Like, we're getting a lot of game-like reps in practice that you don't necessarily feel in some places that, you know, that I've been. And so that allows Josh to kind of really get rolling with it. Yeah, there's going to be an excitement, and there's going to be the – you know, everybody's rolling in that first game. There's going to always be some things that, like, man, you wish you were able to sort through. But I don't think some of those things you get by him just playing a few plays in a preseason game. And so his approach, we've challenged him, and he handles everything the right way of how he's approaching these practices. Like, hey, if we got a 10-play drive, like, man, this is a 10-play drive just like it's a game, and we got to take advantage of it. And you guys know Josh. He's a stud. He handles it the right way.
And Joe, you guys have been moving Chase Lund around a lot. What do you
want? I'm sorry, one more time.
Chase Lund.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
What do you want to see most from all the different positions here?
Yeah. Again, he's a we saw the talent coming out, and kind of like a guy like Grable last year is, you know, what you might have thought he was going to be, and then you're starting to notice that he can do a lot of different things. And some of it has been injuries, having him to play left guard and right tackle, and it makes it really tough on these guys because they don't get to hone in on, like, one specific position. But I think the value in a guy like that and his athleticism is being able to play multiple positions, and you can show it shows his intelligence. And yeah, there's going to be some things when you're a right tackle and you're playing left guard that's not going to look great. But if you can train him and be able to take the sets and understand how a guard plays in tackle, like, it's only going to benefit his career moving forward. And so there might be some clips on tape that he doesn't like, but we love, like, what he's learning from it. And so we're fortunate that he has the intelligence to be able to handle that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.